Welcome to Supply Chain Radio. I'm Greg Kiefer, and today I'm joined by a special guest, Sean Monahan from A.T. Kearney. Sean, welcome to the show.
Oh, glad to be here, Greg.
So, Sean, you and I were talking about something, and maybe before we get into that, I'd love to just get a little bit of background on just what you do at A.T. Kearney and how you got to where you are today.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, so I'm a partner with A.T. Kearney, happen to be based in our New York office, lead our operations practice for the Americas. And so for us, when we say operations, that's kind of plan, source, make, deliver. So it's the full value chain. And how I got here, I said it's a bit of a winding path. And first, I actually joined Kearney in 1987, so quite a long time ago. As I tell people, I left for 5 years, had a real job, went to work for a client in an operations role. But my entire career has been in supply chain, from plant floor on through.
So you're saying you had a full head of hair when you started this job?
Had a full head of hair. I actually had a summer job I worked at Three Mile Island
after
the accident.
Okay.
So I blame it on that from time to time.
For those of you that are listening, I have a similar hairline, so bald guys get to poke each other like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the things you and I were talking about and prompted us to have this show was that you are the author, I guess, of the annual State of Logistics Report. Could you tell me a little bit about what that thing is? Because it's actually a very cool, interesting thing.
Yeah, well, first to make clear is that I'm not the author. It takes a team of many. So actually, it's got a lot of us, a lot of teammates and colleagues were involved in authoring the report. So it's a collective effort. But yeah, so a little bit of background on the State of Logistics Report. So the State of Logistics Report has its 28th edition this year. It's been sponsored by and put out by the CSCMP, the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals, and also with the support of Penske. So we author it, but it's in collaboration with those two organizations. And what it is, it's taking a step back at the U.S., predominantly saying, what is the state of logistics? So we look at, very simplistically, one of the key metrics people know of is what is logistics as a percentage of GDP. So we go through each and every mode from trucks naturally, but rail, pipeline, water, air, warehousing, inventory carrying costs, and say, what is that number? And for years, you know, it's been running around $1.3 trillion. So it's a huge number, big driver of the U.S. economy. And when you look at that as a percentage of GDP, much like many organizations say, what are my logistics as a percentage of my COGS? It's a big number. And it's been running the last couple of years at about 7.8% of GDP. So
right.
It's a big number.
Right. I know when I first got into this industry, I loved referring to that as a real proof point to the example of just the scale of this industry that we all work in. So there's obviously an immense amount of work that goes into coming up with this, and you published this report with CSCMP. How is it used? I mean, how is the data used out there in the world of supply chain?
So things we do is, one, we look at each and every one of the modes and say, you know, here's what the current state is, what happened from a cost perspective, a capacity perspective, and increasingly from a technology, what are some of the drivers? And what we find our clients are using it for is, one, we take a look back at last year. So it's always a little bit of a retrospective. And they say, well, how did we perform? Did we see these same conditions? But increasingly, we're also trying to do looking forward. So how do we look at these trends? And what do we think is going to happen for the back half of this year and going on into next year? So what we're finding is a lot of the readers who look at it, the practitioners, you know, pretty soon many of them are going to be starting budgeting. And so they're saying, all right, what do I expect is going to be happening from transportation, from a oil, from a demand perspective, so that they can use it as a bit of a proxy or as another input into their budgeting process and use it with their leadership to say, hey, when I tell you that this is happening in the market, it's not just me. Here's a bit of a third-party independent organization that can help validate what we're seeing.
I've heard that a lot from our customers, that objective third-party source of validation is really important in selling budgets to senior leadership. So I can totally appreciate what you're saying. Okay, so you've been at this for 28 years, or been at this for 28 years,
yes.
Not necessarily you. I got to believe that you've seen some really, really interesting things over the years, maybe not the full 28, but recently. What are some things that you've seen in there that pop out, that stand out to you, just recent memory?
Okay. So a couple things. Yes, we've been authoring it. This will be our second year authoring it, but it's CSCMP has been putting it on for 28
okay.
years. So that's kind of our role. We're glad to take that on. As I said, for the last 5 years, it's been hovering about 7.8%. Right before that, everyone probably recalls, was the Great Recession. So it had taken a pretty significant dip right at that point. But as we look back at the data, some of the interesting things is just to see it, from time to time, different modes, they trade off of each other. So when you see that truck is having a hard time, fuel rates are up, and you can see rail, kind of particularly intermodal, start to have, its day. As rail starts to have some challenges, you can see over the road start to come back. You can see the role that oil prices are having in the cost. So it's just interesting to see that dynamic. Particularly interesting, I think, the last few years has been to look at what's happening with inventory, both in terms of inventory levels, the cost of carrying inventory, what's happening with warehousing costs, as people look at the dynamic of kind of e-commerce. Should they be changing the footprint of warehousing that they have? So there's a lot of interesting things that we've seen and also which will be coming out as we write and finish up and release the next report, which will be coming out kind of near the end of June, actually be released on June 20th.
And when you publish that report, how would somebody go to find... Maybe to find other ones. I'm assuming there's an archive somewhere. Is that on CSCMP's website? Or
yeah,
where would you go to find this data?
Yeah, so if you want to go back to CSCMP, and also a plug, if you're not familiar, they are the largest supply chain professionals organization. And so you can become a member and access a lot of their IC, as well as intellectual capital, as well as this report. We're going to be working. It'll be released, as I said, on June 20th. You can go to their site, but also through some of our public media, we're going to find a way to get it a little bit more distributed and ease that access.
Let me echo what you said about CSCMP. They have a great annual conference in the fall. I imagine you probably present that at that event. And
yes, so we present at the annual conference, and it'll be, again, kind of an update on this year's report, but also we try to keep it a bit current. So we'll update on, hey, what have we seen? Because that'll be in September. Hey, what's happened over the last quarter in terms of dynamics and a little bit fresher look going forward.
Right, right. So when this comes out, I'm going to ask you to come back on the show, and we can kind of talk about what you found this year. You know, because you did find some pretty interesting trends without revealing any secrets, that's going to open some eyes, right?
Yeah. You know, we're going through the numbers, and I was a bit surprised at some of the trends and what had happened. Some of it I was anticipating, but as we kind of put the final numbers together, one or two things, you know, were a little bit unexpected.
Great. Well, hey, Sean, thanks for coming on the show, and we'll be talking again, I think. This is Greg, Supply Chain Radio. We're signing off.